Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is the 1 year anniversary of Faking Movies.
What?
My God. Where am I?
What?
Who is this? Who are you people?
What is happening?
Now, these, of course, these fabulous boys with me here today are been here since the start. My dear friend Zach, what's up, Zach?
Not much. How's it going?
Pretty good. What about you, Seth? How you doing?
I am the original Seth. Wink.
Oh no.
Oh no.
From episode one. Wink.
Hey, Turing test, original Seth. What is love?
Oh, what's a turtle?
I know that you guys have heard me go off on this before, but years ago when they had fucking the computer on goddamn Jeopardy, how did they not take the opportunity make the computer say what is love?
It's very obvious. Yeah.
Baby, I guarantee you the humans on the episode would have tanked that question just for it to happen.
Like, yeah.
What is love?
Oh yeah, just get the computer to sit in with Hathaway. That would be perfect as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
It's true. And do a little robot dance.
We're all doing the
head bobby
the head thing from
you
the
can
90s.
Picture that, I'm sure.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. From what? What was that movie? Night at the Roxbury?
Yes.
Yeah, sure enough.
Chris Kattan with
Will
show favorite Chris Kattan.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, he has been on
at least one.
One, which is one more than Will Ferrell, actually. Kind of surprising.
Huh. Yeah.
That's true. Weird. Okay.
That's a good movie. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. What are we doing this week?
We wanted to do a tiny little retrospective. We were going to talk about some of our favorite episodes, give you guys, Zach and Seth have done some really incredible just analytics, to let you know.
True fact.
I cannot read them. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Yeah. And we'll let you know some stats about the show, because I know you're dying for more science in your farting movie podcasts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, cover the bases, you know. Yeah.
Well, sure. Over Y plus B is
poop. Before we get started, I came up with a few recipes for the occasion. I know that we're all partaking in these, so if listeners at home would like to pause and join in. So first we have the drink options, which of course involves our proprietary Scream line of alcohols. Which is basically, you just add cream into any liquor and just suck it down.
Yep, gin and cream, creme de menthe and cream, that seems okay.
I think
limoncello and cream.
Yeah, you serve it to people and they're like, what's in this? And you say,
Scream.
Exactly.
I think we just forfeited our proprietary recipes, but like, you know, the world should know about these. So
we're mostly you're paying for the bottle. It's like Grey Goose.
Definitely.
Grey Goose and cream. You could do that.
Sure. Premium cream.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a
premium,
really shitty White Russian.
Cream.
Yeah. Without any of the coffee liqueur.
Yeah.
It's a cataract Russian is what that one's called.
No. So.
I'm not saying I've drank worse things, but I definitely have.
But we all have.
We all have. Probably in each other's presence, honestly.
Oh yeah, we're for sure. Pretty much monsters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I drank a bunch of shrubs straight last time I was at Zach's house. So that
you did.
Yeah. I was gonna say as I recall,
100% happened.
Yeah, you brought the shrub, and I was like, what alcohol would you care for? And you went, yep.
Oh no, my dear man. I've brought my own. Yeah, it's like a fucking commercial from the 80s.
Yep. I produce my own alcohol out of my pores.
Yeah, oftentimes.
If you don't care for a scream cocktail, TM, we also have the Jack Nicholson, which is just it's an old fashioned, like a really just quality old fashioned, and then you wring out some fucking dishwater in there to make it disgusting.
Oh, so you add a New Jersey Turnpike to an old fashioned.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that the, like, pour the stuff out of the catch-all part of the bar? Is that a
Turnpike? It's whatever's in the bar mat mixed with whatever in the bar rag.
Oh, and that's how Jack Nicholson makes us feel. I'm sure our faithful listeners will remember that we went on a hell of a streak with Jack Nicholson movies. So,
God, it was so exhausting.
I was going to say, we've avoided him for a while now, and I'm pleased with this.
I think we put a memorandum out, and we're like, no more Jack Nicholson for a while.
Yeah, that was at first.
That was definitely at first intentional, but now I think it's just kind of happened. But we'll see. Yep. Who knows what the next year will bring. And then, of course, my personal favorite.
Wag the Dog, or whatever that movie is.
Oh, is he in that?
As Good as It Gets? You thinking about As Good as It Gets?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman's in Wag the Dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
We also have, and my personal favorite, the Vincent Gallo.
Oh, no.
And that's just a glass of Svedka vodka thrown in your face.
Ah, wonderful. Angelica Houston style.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure enough.
Because, of course, Svedka's made in Sweden, and no one could ever get Stockholmed by Vincent Gallo. Not convincingly.
We did discuss that at length, yes.
True fact.
Do you guys want, let me tell the folks what we're eating here tonight. This is, by the way, we're not actually eating, so I'm gonna need you guys to do mouth sounds.
Oh, fuck that.
ASMR. Here
no.
Oh, I don't even like it.
I think God. Seth's eyeball just exploded. last week, I think this was last week, you guys helped me come up with a sandwich inspired by the films of John Travolta. We surprisingly haven't done a movie by yet.
But, that is weird.
True.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here is The Fat Michael. Which, of course, you know, that movie Michael, named after Michael. So it's open-faced. You might even say that you took the face off of the sandwich. The bread is angel's food cake.
Sure.
Fried in bacon grease.
Grease, or grease too? Maybe both? Probably both.
He's only in one of them.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's very right. Forgot.
You can double fry it, I guess. But
sure, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Sure, why not? And for the meat, we've got our wild hog.
No one wants to watch that.
We cover it in either or both Italian dressing and marinara sauce, just because of the 70s.
And we eat it like in keep going. Go.
All right, yeah, so there's it's also covered in a McDonald's cheese, Royale cheese, if you will.
Certainly.
We add to it some lettuce that rabbits have not nibbled on.
That one I'm not sure I even get.
I don't get that one.
That's Phenomenon. They build a rabbit-proof fence.
Deep cuts. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a deep cut.
if nothing else, that's what I do.
Certainly.
We serve it with a $5 shake under a plastic bubble.
And we eat it on Earth, on which there's a battlefield.
Hey!
All right. Wowzers. Thank you guys for indulging me on that stupid fucking bit.
That was really good. That was quite
quality.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, what are we gonna do this week?
Awkward pause.
Yeah, that's gonna have to get edited out.
In the words of Seth, seamless.
Yeah. So I was throwing it to one of you guys.
Zach was going to say something. I just opened my mouth to throw him off.
I mean, that might have been the issue.
All right. So, yeah, this week, as our retrospective, I think we've had it's been quite a roller coaster. And so I think we all picked three of our favorite episodes for one reason or another. We couldn't really establish a metric, so I think we all just picked whatever we decided was most important. Yeah, I don't know. Seth, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, mine are all kind of selfish. Sure. They're the ones that I had the most fun doing and hanging out with you fellas.
Yeah. That seems like an entirely reasonable metric, yeah.
And those three are the very first rom-com roulette.
I had a lot of fun doing that one.
Yeah, that was a doozy. That was very fun. Yep.
Insidious.
One of yours.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it's true. Fancy that. And then Buffalo 66.
Yeah.
Another one of yours. Hey.
Yeah. So I told you it was selfish.
Sure.
But those are the three that I had the most fun hanging out with you, mostly because there were I feel like in some of them Lee threatened to murder me.
That definitely happened during Insidious.
Yeah.
Quite angry at you.
Going back, Insidious was the 10-part epic 2-decade.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I listened to it again today and was like, I'm so funny.
I mean, not for nothing, that one set a real tone for like what we were looking for. Like once we realized like, oh, we can monopolize the fuck out of these things, like you really set the bar.
It all became about monetization.
It did.
Yeah, sure. Really did. And that's why we're millionaires now.
I know.
We owe it all to you.
It's crazy. A year after beginning, putting out an episode every single week, now we're millionaires.
It just works.
I've been wearing gold-plated fucking tank tops every day. I don't know.
Chase your dream, audience. Chase your dream.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you can be as cool as us. Those are my three. The Buffalo 66 was really because it was just like a really sweet collab. Had a lot of feels in there.
When
we were talking about what we wanted our metric to be, and then we eventually decided that none of us could agree on it. We had mentioned that one of the ideas, which is what I ended up doing, was it's a spoiler for the next couple minutes. Ranking actual like the specific fake movies that were made. And my thought was to stick with guests for that, but then afterwards kind of just point out what my favorite overall was, or the favorite I had among ours. And me and Zach had been saying, you know, like, well, I guess we're all gonna pick the same fucking one, because obviously it's Buffalo 66. Like, that was
especially
the most fun.
Especially
compared to the original, apparently, which I still haven't watched.
Yeah, don't do it.
I think juxtaposing the two of like how fun it was to make that one versus how soul crushing it was for you guys to watch that one.
So I was gonna say I'm very glad that you were not burdened by having to watch this movie, because I mean Lee and I hated it, but it would have been like next level upsetting for you, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, that movie, that episode was fun. Like you said, it was super collaborative. It was, and you're right, it was kind of a therapeutic experience to to the fucking reality of a 90-minute movie that took me 7 hours to fucking watch.
Oh, right. I forgot. You really struggled through that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Insidious was just so much fun because I made Lee so angry.
Oh, yeah.
I think we had a lot of fun putting it together, and then the last one, the rom-com, was just like that was I think the first time that we all got really, really creative, and it was stupid bullshit simultaneously. Yeah.
Also, a genuine challenge, too. Like, like writing a movie, like, oftentimes we talk about how it's sort of hard to come up with an idea or whatever, but you get infinite time to spit it out. But the rom-com roulette was the first time I was like, shit, this is actually kind of hard. And it was like a fun challenge, I think.
Yeah, doing weird elevator speeches.
Yeah.
Well, that
it hasn't worked since.
Nope.
Only the first one. But also, since we knew what those movies were about, it also constrained us to to coming up with something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was kind of fun.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are my three favorites. Which you fellas wants to go next?
Lee, you can go.
Sure. I decided I was going to rank specifically the movies that were faked, and I was going to stick to just guests.
Mm-hmm.
So my three, in no particular order, are Dick from our dear friend Sarah.
Yep.
Bridget Jones from our dear friend Manny.
Yep.
And our first truly crazy episode, Life is Beautiful, from our dear friend and 50 Tabulous helper, Jeremy.
Those are strong contenders, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to, I do have an honorable mention for our dear friend, number three most popular host, Eva's Goonies. Oh.
Yep.
That was really the first episode that other people who than us listening to the show told me was like really good. So that one was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
But fuck, like, I picked these because, well, one, I picked Life is Beautiful because it was probably the first time that I realized this show is a lot more fun when I'm not trying to actually guess what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Also, just the fucking idea of sending Jimmy Stewart to hell in a sequel to Life is Beautiful, It's a Wonderful Life.
The dichotomy of that episode was amazing because Jeremy's was very good. And then also getting to reveal to him the nightmare that was actual Life is Beautiful and just like watch him melt emotionally was very fun as well. Like,
that was fun to watch.
Yeah.
He was borderline. He had a borderline breakdown. Yeah. It was pretty great.
It was perfect, yeah.
So yeah, it also included friend torture, which is a big underlying theme of our show.
It's all we do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Dick, like, same deal.
Oh, yeah. God, poor Sarah.
Sarah, I think to this day, most abused guest of the show, yeah.
Easily. And I really do want to have her back on because...
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Her movie was great, and also, wow, did we just shit all over her the whole time.
We were God. Such bastards.
Yeah.
She's my friend, and I did that to her. Like, what would I do?
Yeah. No, she did have a genuinely great movie, and we were at, like, I think we were a little full of ourselves, and we were, like, peak, like, our shit is funny and it should be heard kind of at that point. So we just couldn't help ourselves but interrupt her every 4.5 seconds.
Also, she since we live in roughly in the same town, she recorded here with me.
Right.
And we had a lot of technical issues leading into that episode. So I know her and I were real drunk when that started. I get very loud when I drink, so and as for Bridget Jones, I feel like I don't know if I need to say anything other than I check my avocados on Tuesdays now, guys.
Go to the Whole Foods and check them avocados.
That episode, you know, that episode changed my shopping patterns. I can't look at orange marmalade the same ever again. Like, this is
it was one of the few practical episodes. It's true. Yeah,
we learned a lot. We laughed a lot. We learned a lot.
We did.
Yeah.
That was actually an honorable mention for me. I think Manny is a wonderful guest. Like, he was infinitely positive and sort of willing to put up with our bullshit, I think, more than any normal human being would be. And so that made for a very good dynamic. That was a very
He's also just happens to be a great storyteller.
Yeah, but, definitely that.
But yeah, those are my favorites that faked movies. But like I said, it's Buffalo 66 all the way for me, baby.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess my metric, I tried to do sort of favorites.
I still love that we all had different metrics.
Yeah. In pieces true of shit
fashion with our dumb fucking show.
They never agree on anything. Why start nope now? Yeah.
Yep.
I did both like pivotal and I think like seminal and then also ones that I just liked a bunch. So, so number one, in no particular order, first one was Jess's A Few Good Men. I think
very good.
Yeah. So this was very early in recording, and we didn't have a format super duper down yet. And I think we were still ostensibly still trying to do the, like, what do you actually think the movie is kind of thing. And Jess really done fucking changed the game on that one. She like blew it all wide open with her Shrek meets Baby's Day Out, 7 minute movie. And then we just like talked about the real thing and it was all done in like 25 minutes. And we're like, oh shit, turns out we can do whatever we want. Like, this is great.
And that was freeing. And that was before the existence of White Shrek,
it was
famed faking movie character.
We should ask her to come back and work White Shrek into it.
Yes, definitely. So that seemed like it freed us up a bit.
I forgot about White Shrek.
Oh yeah, that homunculus of Danny
from
DeVito
twins.
Is
that
and
twins? Yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
Oh dear.
Still gives me nightmares. I think of a White Shrek coming to get me late at night.
Gotta check under the bed.
Coming to get you, donkey.
Next, Eve is the Goonies. I would say when somebody asks me, like, where should I start, it's always this one because she was amazing. I think it was full of a lot of goofs and it was very fun. Besides the shared dads are the worst, which is like an axiom of the universe, despite what you guys say.
A lot of shared trauma from you guys.
But yeah, this is I think this is like a classic app for sure. And then I was also going to go Buffalo, but I instead went with Seth's Legal Eagles, which is in the same vein. Definitely felt like I had to reward at least one of the title goofer masterpieces.
Was that Legal Eagle?
Yes,
it was. Yeah.
I believe that was the one.
Yeah. I don't remember which one I actually made for that.
The one you actually made was about an art gallery and like drug dealing. Yeah. And very similar to your Buffalo 66, it had people finding a talent or pursuit.
Yep.
That they didn't know they were good at and finding a lot of satisfaction in it.
Yep.
That's a
is that
weird
thing?
Theme?
Yeah, is that just your genre?
Title goofers and skills? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you guys both know how eclectic my background is in academia.
They're both about a group of people forming an unlikely family.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
If you ever seen a one trick pony, then you've seen me.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
But yeah, this one you also got very close with the art stuff and whatnot. Like it was like a fun total by coincidence win, I think. I would say also the movie itself was an older one, and this may have been my turning point in the podcast before just blanket hating all things that happened before like 1992.
Yeah, it's weird how you hate that.
I really do. But like this movie was actually very good, and the app was very good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was when we discovered the weird get over it conspiracy with YouTube.
What?
You guys already forgot about my conspiracy theory.
Oh, was that the giant rant?
The one you rode in a car?
Yeah.
With a golf pencil and something. Yeah.
Which, to be fair, we actually saw a physical copy of the Michael sandwich that you detailed about 10 minutes ago, and it was very much the same sort of Pepe Silva nightmare.
It was on the back of a receipt.
Fugue state. Yeah.
Carol! Carol!
I do want to throw out, since just kind of talking about favorites and honorable mentions, Zach, Commando.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that?
That was the one where you made Dan Hedaya have a big penis and be depressed.
Oh, that was fun. Oh, but you guys didn't like that one at the time because it was very Lars von Trier and sad. But
I thought it was very ambitious. I liked it.
Okay. It was ambitious, but it was also a bummer.
It was.
And I know my last few movies have also been bummers, so I shouldn't be so hard on you.
Yeah. I will say, I think the ones I have the most fun doing, so I was thinking my Risky Business, the Tom Cruise fish heist airplane
one. Skybus.
Skybus, right. And then it turned into Speed, yeah.
That movie is getting made. That actual plot is getting turned into a Daniel Radcliffe movie.
Is it really?
Speed 2, Cruise Control?
No, Skybus.
Oh my god. I had no idea.
Oh, interesting.
I find that if I just sit down and go, let me channel my inner Seth nonsense, like, that's when I have the most fun. Like, hands down, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've also noticed, Zach, you do a lot of horror movies.
I do.
I've never really known you to be a huge horror movie guy, which kind of surprises me.
Oh, I mean,
you do. I guess you do go to conventions. Yeah. Maybe I should rethink this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, in that vein, I also really enjoy your, I really enjoyed the St. Elmo's Fire episode.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I did not enjoy watching St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, it sounded like
I loved shitting on it with you guys.
Oh, yeah, love talking about what a garbo movie
That is the true, like, that is what that movie should be. It should just be something you shit on with friends.
Every time, like, Buffalo 66, or what was Last Picture Show that me and Seth just, like, fucking destroyed, or Chinatown, for fuck's sake. Like, the catharsis of ripping a movie to pieces when you feel like you suffered through it is just the best.
Yeah. And it tends to be these really famous movies, too.
It does.
Right?
It does. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, that feels like maybe a good segue to a brief little category I just thought up. What's your award for the Chinatown Memorial Award for worst actual movie you had to watch so far?
Oh, boy. Holy shit.
Kinda gotta go through the list now.
I know, this is a tough one to just curveball at you.
What did I have to watch that I hated?
Because I haven't thought about this either.
Is the podcast over if I say get over it? Is that... is Lee gonna quit?
I mean... I'll know that you're a liar, but I already fucking know that. God damn it.
Oh, I think I might know mine.
I was trying to come up with a different one, but I'm pretty sure I know mine, too.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I know the one that I hate the most.
Is it not just Chinatown? Is that too on the
nose? For me, it's just Chinatown for me. Yeah.
For me, it's Any Which Way But Loose.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah, that movie was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was barely saved by being, like, an actually okay made movie, but man, what a bummer. What a fucking bummer.
What a stupid goddamn fucking bullshit movie.
No, I stand by this. If you grab a stranger on the street and tell them that Clint Eastwood plays a bare knuckle boxing truck driver who drives around the country with a fucking pet orangutan, they would, 9 people out of 10 would be like, oh,
okay.
That sounds terrific. Yeah. I'm on board.
Let it happen right now.
No, it was such a great premise with such a shitty execution.
So bad.
I was thinking a different movie. What's the dancing contest one? That's the one I thought we were talking about.
That's They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
That might be mine. That's...
No, I thought that was a very well-made, super dark, upsetting movie.
Exactly.
Which I enjoy.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very well made, but I just wanted to, like, take a cold shower afterward. It was rough.
Well, yeah, no, I still haven't watched that one.
It bummed me out, but I think it was worth watching.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of movies in that vein, like Buffalo 66, for one, is like...
Buffalo 66 wins the award for me. Yeah, it's Buffalo 66. That's the worst one.
I feel compelled to go Chinatown still. That movie was a fucking slog. Like, that was so long and terrible. Yeah.
I don't even remember Chinatown very much.
Land deals, water,
shooting people in faces,
casual racism.
Oh no, no, I mean, incest rape, I remember it, but and all the the gross incesty
stuff. Incest.
Yeah.
And the reveal and the misogyny. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. That movie just made me feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
After watching it.
So, now that we've brought the mood down a little bit.
Welcome to Bummer Corner starring Lee, Zach, and Seth.
So what's next? I guess.
So I have a little memory quiz for you fellows, mm-hmm. because as I was listening to some parts of Eps today, this came up a number of times.
Uh-oh.
So do you guys remember who all are the enemies of the show and who are the friends of the show?
Oh shit.
So, enemies, for example, I remember Andrew Lloyd Webber is an enemy of the show.
For sure.
I think he's the number four enemy of the show.
For sure. Yeah, I believe so. Friends of the show, we have Steve Buscemi a friend of the show, and we have, of course, Time Lord Steve Zahn.
And,
right.
Yeah, well, and friends
are all the National Treasures friends of the show?
I was going to say, are those distinct? Are we assuming that? Or are those
I think celebrity friends of the show is going to be the distinction.
Okay. Well, Liz the sequel, famously friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's a friend of the show. Uh-huh.
Yep. Not in any movies, but, like, you know, famous and friend.
Friend of the show, yeah.
Let's see. Enemies, I feel like Jack Nicholson very quickly became an enemy of the show, right?
Yeah, true fact.
Very quickly.
I think he's the number one enemy of the show, and I believe, if I can correct, the number two enemy of the show are Steve Zahn's enemies.
Yeah, whoever those are. Mm-hmm.
Any and all.
Anyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
I almost certain the esteemed Brendan Fraser is a friend of the show.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
We were such a fan of him in like Monkey Bone, how he managed to pull that shit pile together to the best of his ability, and also like that
belly
that,
laughs and like other like yeah like
and that definitely. GQ article
very good
we
timing
heard about like what his life was like for that like 10-year gap, which is mm-hmm. really fascinating stuff. I think he's
you'll always have a home at faking movies, Brendan. Mm-hmm. That's what we're getting mm-hmm. at here.
Please.
Do you have an actual list, Seth?
I was far too lazy. I came up with this at like 4 o'clock when I was sitting at work not doing work, then I spent the next 3 hours in my garden.
Yeah, so, that's nice.
Living the dream. Yeah.
I did not have time to compile a list, but we probably should compile an enemies list, just like Richard Nixon.
Right, in the true Nixon fashion, yeah.
Certainly. Yeah, uh-huh.
Let's see, for friends, I mean, Alice and Janney, clearly.
We have all of those national treasures.
Laurie Metcalf.
Cher.
Whoopi. Oh, shit. Well, this episode won't come out for a little while, but Whoopi has now been in two of our movies. I forgot about Monkey Bone.
Oh, she was in Monkey Bone.
I didn't know she was in that. Bummer.
Yeah. So that's a spoiler for everybody.
She's
an upcoming movie will have Whoopi in it.
A weird storied past of movies that are, like, surprisingly amazing and also, like, very, very terrible.
I mean, she was wonderful in Ghost. Like, she was
the
part
best,
of Ghost that made
well,
me
there's the spoiler.
not hate Ghost.
Yeah, but Lee mentioned Theodore Rex in that episode, and I did not know about this and had to go back and look it up. And boy,
I read that novel.
What a
I read that novel. And then
novel?
Call it a novel? Yeah.
I mean, novel is a loose term.
Sure.
So
is it a novelization?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Friend of the show, Jeremy.
Other way around.
Mm. What?
Okay, Theodore Rex was a book
amazing.
First, I believe. Am I making this up?
We need to talk about this a lot more later.
Sure.
I mean, we've got some really great friends of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all welcome anytime to come on.
I'd be happy with just Brendan Fraser. Here's a question. Of all the people that we talk about and enjoy, who would be the one that would come on? Is it Steve Zahn or is it Brendan Fraser? Or is it
it's definitely
else?
Steve Zahn.
I feel like it's Steve's on.
That's 100% Steve's on, yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah. If we were to like get Marielle on Twitter and get her to reach out as she has all the magic to do now, like I feel like Steve would probably be down. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I could do my impression of him from Saving Silverman.
I mean, maybe so, not.
Don't maybe not. No, this that is just to his this face.
Is, that's no, no. Yeah. Just imagine. This is when this is after Arlie Ermey, R.I.P. asks if they have any toilet paper because he's taking a shit in the yard, and Steve Zahn goes, "No."
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's harmless it. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't offensive. So, yeah. Well, nice job.
Thank you. What do we have next? I think we have analytics next, right?
Sure.
Oh yeah, Alvin's diggity stats.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, so
dirty these stats.
Yeah, they are filthy.
I'm sorry. I started this this parade when I started writing everything down a couple of months ago, but it went off the rails.
It really did.
I really got a screenshot this. Analytics page.
Yeah, we should post that. So yeah, Seth.
My God,
Seth had the wonderful idea of like, hey, we should record this shit and do something. And then I was drunk one like Friday, and I stayed up for like 8 hours listening to the last 10 minutes of every episode and recording our scores.
Sometimes yeah,
our,
the last like
our Slack conversations can confirm this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty bonkers. So anecdotally, there are two rows at the top of this score sheet that are my favorite of the whole score sheet. First, Magic Mike XXL, who faked it, quote, no one, it's perfect, and it has an average score of a perfect 10-10-10.
Yeah, true.
Following
that is a great movie.
Yeah, I remember when I made this spreadsheet.
Yeah, yeah. Following that, it says all Woody Allen movies faked by, quote, no one, he's the worst. With an average score of an amazing 1.8, despite an apparent IMDb average of 6.3 being part of that 4-point average. So,
yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. He did very poorly, that yeah, horrible, that's true. Horrible man. Okay, so anyway.
Real piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. As far as single movies, no surprise here. Seth has the highest overall fake score and the highest delta between faked and real scores. Mm-hmm. With, of course, Buffalo 66.
Yeah. Hello. Is that our number one? Yeah.
That is the number one overall. You had 8.77 faked, including the IMDb, all the faked scores. We averaged that in. With a delta of 5.3, which makes the real score like a 3 something.
Yeah,
which 3.5. Is not surprising. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I'm assuming this is when you say real score, the points that we assign to the actual movie,
along yes. with again averaged with the IMDb. So it got kind mm-hmm. of a crutch on that one, and still sucked real bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I gave it a 0. So
that seems right. Yeah. Lee. Surprisingly has the lowest overall faked score with not his Star Wars movie with Fool's Gold, an early one.
That's back when I was still mean, and then I
but
was
I ended
nice.
It with steel drum music, and I added Bradley Whitford.
I was surprised, like I don't remember hating that as much as apparently we did.
I think at the time I was really really mean, and then I got nicer, and I'm back to mean.
You have softened with age, it is very true.
But it's starting to get
left on the countertop.
I'm not nearly as man. I gave you a 1.5 for that shit.
Oof.
No. I gave you a 4.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So the
that's still Jesus. Really mean. Jesus.
Yeah. So Lee's had a 5.4, but you still did better than the original movie based on our ratings in the IMDb by almost a full point.
Hey, there we go. That's cool.
I gave the original a 1.5.
Yeah, that seems right. That seems right.
Oh man, I gave St. Elmo's Fire a 1.
that seems correct.
The Conjuring a 2.
Yeah.
Sharky's Machine a 2.5. Wow. Huh,
oh,
man.
Definitely yes. Definitely.
I need to get back to classic Seth.
And then that was the highest faked overall with Seth's. But as for guests. Jer has the highest score at 8.65, just like a tenth of a point under Seth, with of course, Life is Beautiful. And oh, also yeah, that was really fun. It was. And his was very a very fun romp. Mm-hmm. And he beat the original movie by like 3.5 points. So
yeah. Get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then we did aggregate stats on sort of how we rate movies in general. So we all score real movies lower than faked movies on average. Me by a small margin, Lee by sort of a middling margin, and Seth by definitely the most.
That is really surprising, actually, because I give a lot of people tens when I get drunk. So
Yeah. And then, of course, the converse, we all score fake movies higher than the real ones. Me, again, by a smidge, and you guys both by about 1.5 overall. So, yeah. Of the movies we fake, Seth's are on average better in a statistically significant manner.
Ooh.
I like the sound of that. Yeah, than the originals.
Let's do an ANOVA.
Lee's are a we don't quite, our P values are not very good on this.
Yeah, well, of course we don't have enough numbers to do a proper ANOVA So
Lee's are like a smidge better, and
Lee's
mine...
face is so upset right now. It's like
math.
We don't have enough numbers. Have you seen this fucking spreadsheet? How many numbers do you fucking need?
Like there's a mathematical cutoff for like what constitutes statistical significance. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Come on.
I think like year three.
There's no mathematical cutoff for what makes a poem significant. So I don't know.
Oh boy.
Well, not if you're doing it your way, I guess. Lee on average is like a hair better than the original movies, and mine are I think this is as to all faked movies. Sorry. So Seth's are better than all faked movies. Lee's are slightly better, and mine are worse than all faked movies, but makes sense given my track record, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I just point to me being the mediocre one as more proof that I belong in Hollywood. I am making mediocre crowd pacifiers. That is what I am skilled at. That is what they need.
You are the average.
Here to do it. Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I am Peoria.
Oh, shit.
I am become Peoria.
That's a movie right there. Done.
Destroyer
Print
of worlds.
That was the flyover of states.
Oh boy, I would love to see a J. Robert Oppenheimer movie.
Oh no.
About the fact that he moved to Peoria after
a biopic about Peoria.
Moved to Peoria and became a mediocre screenwriter. What a very confusing biopic. Mm-hmm. It's a biopic in that it has no correct facts.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it's a biopic.
Well, his name is correct.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. All right, and finally, as to the most contentious, perhaps, how we rate one another. So I just picked out like the highs and the lows here. Out of all the data points, Seth rates my movies the worst. But Lee and I rate each other comparably low. Against sort of me versus Seth, Seth versus Lee, etc. Which is surprising to me, despite our what I thought was sort of shared garbage aesthetic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we both have bad taste, but in different ways, apparently.
It must be. Yeah. It must be that.
The highest overall ratings for fakes are when Lee rates guests. And then Seth and I rating guests.
Not surprised.
Yeah. And then Seth and I rating guests in second place, almost the same. Yep. So we're kind, despite all outward appearances, we are mathematically kind to our guests, but perhaps not conversationally.
Only mathematically, nowhere else.
The stats were very fun. I think no, like, huge surprises. But
Seth's a bastard. I'm mediocre.
Well, yeah, no, Seth has also
Zach
set
has
the high
heart
bar.
Of gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
That seems about right.
Yep.
Well,
pretty perfect.
So you can learn. I think you can learn a lot about our individual personalities through those numbers.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't know.
That's unclear. Certainly what any funding agency seems to think, is that all that matters is numbers. So
That is true.
That is true.
Uh-huh. On the job market.
yeah, true. We...
So did anyone have any other parting words for our 1 year kind of retrospective?
I mean, mostly like... you know, some sentimental bullshit where I'm like happy to hang out with you fellas. It's a nice thing to do once a week where we get together. It's very yeah. heartfelt. We talk about our problems off mic.
We do.
Sometimes on mic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's real nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate you guys.
Likewise, I think we talked about this early on. Like, it's a very, very fun thing to look forward to every week. I also enjoy it quite a bit. Yeah.
You know, I think this just further proves to me, Seth, you are the George of the group. You're you're so talented, but you're very brooding.
Hari Krishna.
Oh no, what does that make us?
Oh god.
Well, you're clearly the Ringo.
I was hoping for anything but Ringo.
No, what are you talking about? Ringo's the coolest one. He has the most fun.
Well, he's one of the most alive ones these days, I guess.
That's true.
I also tend to like Ringo's solo stuff. I like a
his solo
of
stuff
solo
is
stuff.
Great. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's a lot of
real
lot
good,
of good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously the Paul. I want to be George, but I'm just too damn whimsical for it.
So nobody... who's our John then? Yeah.
Nobody, because John's a piece of shit and everyone hates him.
That's true.
You're not wrong. Okay, that's fair.
I do kind of hate John. He's my least favorite Beatle.
Faking movies, John free since 2017.
I like that tagline. It's very confusing to anyone who didn't listen to this right now. No one.
It would be useless in any other context.
Certainly.
But I think I wanted really quick before we go, I wanted to do something really special before the end of our 1 year episode.
SpaghettiOs.
Oh, boy.
We're going to reveal all of our last names.
What?
No!
Three, two, one.